Akashvani presents Morning News. Good morning, I'm Anuja Kumar. The headlines. Constitutional Amendment Bill for one-third women's reservation in Lok Sabha and state assemblies fails in lower house. NDA women MPs stage protest in Parliament complex against opposition parties. Home Minister Amit Shah says celebration by opposition is an insult to women waiting for their rights for decades. Election Commission seizures surpass over 865 crore rupees in Tamil Nadu and West Bengal ahead of assembly polls. India invited to join UK-France-led maritime initiative to protect transit through Strait of Hormuz. Iran warns reciprocal measures if US naval blockade of Hormuz continues. And in women's cricket, South Africa beat India by 6 wickets in first T20 international in Durban. And now the news in detail. The Constitution 131st Amendment Bill, intended to implement one-third women's reservation in the Lok Sabha and the Legislative Assembly, failed to get the nod in the lower house. The bill fell short of the two-third majority of 352 out of the total 528 members present in the Lok Sabha. During voting on the bill, 298 MPs voted in favour of it and 230 against the bill. Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla announced the results of the voting, saying that it is not possible to move forward with this legislation as it failed to get the required majority for its passage. Following this, the women MPs of the NDA Alliance staged a protest in the Parliament complex against the opposition parties. Afterwards, Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju accused the opposition of losing the opportunity to provide reservation to women.
Congress has been exposed and we will continue to do what we have done for women. Under the leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi, we will continue to give women their rights. How long can Congress stop this? We will continue to work.
Taking a dig at the opposition alliance, Home Minister Amit Shah said they have always backed down in decisions to give rights to women.
This is not something new. Everything is being opposed, including the women's reservation bill. When Article 370 was revoked, they opposed it. When the Ram Temple was built, they opposed it. When CAA was introduced, they opposed it. When triple talaq was abolished, they opposed it. Efforts to curb Naxalism were opposed. Strong action against terrorism was opposed. Surgical strikes were opposed. Air strikes were opposed. Even Operation Sindoor was opposed. It seems they have made up their mind to oppose whatever Narendra Modi does, without considering whether it is good or bad.
The Home Minister also criticized the opposition parties for celebrating the failure of the bill. In a social media post, Mr. Shah said, "This celebration by the opposition is an insult to every woman who has been waiting for her rights for decades." Earlier participating in the discussion, Leader of Opposition in the Lok Sabha, Rahul Gandhi, said that Nari Shakti Vandan Adhiniyam is not a women's reservation bill and it has nothing to do with the empowerment of women.
The first truth is that this is not a women's bill. This is nothing to do with the empowerment of women. There is a women's bill. It was passed in 2023 in this house itself. This is an attempt to change the electoral map of India, using and hiding behind India's women.
Later, the house was adjourned to meet again at 11 a.m. today. The Election Commission has reported seizures exceeding 865 crore rupees in Tamil Nadu and West Bengal ahead of assembly elections and by polls. We have a report.
The poll panel said that since the activation of the election seizure management system on 26th of February, West Bengal recorded seizures worth 427 crore rupees, including cash, liquor, drugs, precious metals and freebies, while Tamil Nadu reported seizures of 438 crore rupees under similar categories. The commission noted that over 5,000 flying squad teams and more than 5,300 static surveillance teams have been deployed across both states for rapid response and surprise checks with an aim to ensure strict strict enforcement of the model code of conduct. The commission also directed authorities to ensure free, fair and inducement-free elections while avoiding inconvenience to the public. District grievance committees have also been set up to address complaints related to enforcement activities. With Priya's report, Shivang Mishra, Akashwani News, Delhi.
In West Bengal, the Election Commission has suspended 5 booth-level officers after questions were raised about their neutrality. Alongside departmental inquiries, instructions have also been issued to file FIRs against the accused. Commission sources revealed that the officers were allegedly working directly for a political party. Meanwhile, major political parties have intensified campaigning in West Bengal and Tamil Nadu. BJP leader and Assam Chief Minister Hemanta Biswa Sarma is visiting North Bengal today. BJP State President Sukanto Majumdar will also campaign in Mayureshwar, Dubrajpur, Santhia and Durgapur Paschim constituencies. For Trinamool Congress, Jharkhand Chief Minister Hemant Soren will campaign in the tribal-dominated districts of Bankura, Purulia, Jhargram and Paschim Medinipur. Chief Minister and Party Supremo Mamata Banerjee will also address several public meetings. Meanwhile, Telangana Minister Mohammad Aziruddin will campaign for the Congress in Murshidabad and Malda districts. CPIM State Secretary Mohammad Saleem will also be in Malda today. In our series of constituency profiles, today we look into the English Bazaar seat in Malda district of North Bengal.
The English Bazaar Assembly constituency in the Malda district is currently held by the Bharatiya Janata Party. The incumbent MLA is Srirupa Mitra Chowdhury. Total 12 candidates, including 5 independents, are contesting from the English Bazaar constituency. Bharatiya Janata Party fielded Amlan Bhaduri and Trinamool Congress fielded Ashish Kundu. CPIM candidate is Ambor Mitra. Congress's candidate is Alam Masood. Total electors, as on the last date of nominations, are approximately 2,49,000. In this assembly election, the main fight is between BJP and Trinamool Congress. English Bazaar is not an exception. BJP is assuring the youth and women for government jobs and direct benefit transfer. Trinamool Congress is campaigning to win the voters' heart by assuring to continue existing state government schemes. Kollan Laha, Akashvani News, Kolkata.
In Tamil Nadu, Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi will be electioneering at Coimbatore, garnering votes for the NDA contestants. He will have a roadshow on arrival at the airport to Kodisiya, the venue of the event. On the other hand, DMK Supremo and Chief Minister M.K. Stalin has been criticizing both the BJP and the AIADMK over the delimitation bill and also opposed it by wearing black dress. We have more from our correspondent.
Stage is getting ready for the single-phase poll in the state. Postal ballot is being held all over the state for uniformed officials and senior citizens. Security is also being tightened as Central Reserve Police Force personnel are holding guard at important places all over the state. Randomization of EVMs are being done in all the districts. All efforts are being taken to ensure 100% voting through human chain, rallies and messages through loudspeakers in auto rickshaws. As Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be arriving at Coimbatore late afternoon today, additional security has been deployed throughout the city. All the alliance leaders of the NDA in the state will be participating in the meeting today. Flying of drones have been prohibited from yesterday evening to Sunday evening. Joy, Akashwani, reporting from Coimbatore.
This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. India has officially confirmed that it has been invited to take part in a maritime initiative led by the United Kingdom and France to protect transit through the Strait of Hormuz, widely regarded as a critical global choke point. During a weekly media briefing in the capital, Ministry of External Affairs spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal confirmed the invitation. This invitation arrives as the international community intensifies efforts to ensure the security of one of the world's most vital energy corridors, which facilitates nearly 20% of the global oil trade. Iran has declared the Strait of Hormuz is completely open to commercial traffic, coinciding with a 10-day ceasefire between Israel and Lebanon. Iranian Foreign Minister Sayed Abbas Araghchi announced the move on social media, saying the passage for all commercial vessels through Strait of Hormuz is declared completely open for the remaining period of ceasefire. However, ships must use a coordinated route set by Iran's maritime authorities. U.S. President Donald Trump welcomed the move in a social media post, but confirmed that the United States naval blockade of Iran's ports stays in place until a formal agreement is reached with Tehran. On the other hand, Iran has warned that it will take reciprocal measures if the United States continues its maritime blockade targeting Iranian ports, even as it outlined conditions for shipping through the Strait of Hormuz. Meanwhile, oil prices dropped more than 11% following the announcement. The strait had remained largely closed in recent weeks. The UK and France also hosted a multi-nation meeting on freedom of navigation in the Strait of Hormuz. Iran has rejected claims by U.S. President Donald Trump that it has agreed to transfer its enriched uranium to the United States, with its foreign ministry strongly dismissing the assertion. Iran's foreign ministry spokesperson Ismail Baghai said Tehran would not allow such a move under any circumstances. The Hajj pilgrimage from India for the year 2026 is set to commence today, with the first batch of pilgrims scheduled to depart for Saudi Arabia from various embarkation points across the country. Over 1,75,000 pilgrims are expected to undertake the sacred pilgrimage of Hajj. Union Minority Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju extended his best wishes to all the pilgrims and reiterated the government's commitment to ensuring a smooth, safe and comfortable Hajj experience. On to sports. In women's cricket, South Africa defeated India by 6 wickets in the first T20 International in Durban last night, chasing a target of 158 runs set by the women in blue. Host South Africa achieved the target in 19.1 overs, driven by Laura Volwart's 51. With this, the South Africa took a 1-0 lead in the 5-match series. And in IPL cricket, skipper Shubman Gill's majestic half-century propelled the Gujarat Titans to a 5-wicket victory over Kolkata Knight Riders in Ahmedabad last night. Chasing the target of 181 runs, Gujarat Titans achieved the target in 19.4 overs. Shubman Gill was declared player of the match. And now for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to VC Pramod.
Thank you, Anuja. Top front page headlines in all the dailies speak of 10-day Israel-Hezbollah truce, boosting the attempt to extend the ceasefire between Iran, the United States and Israel after weeks of devastating war. The Times of India writes, Iran declares Hormuz open. Trump expects deal soon. The paper adds, India welcomes Iran-Lebanon ceasefire to restore freedom of navigation. Failing to garner the required two-thirds majority in Lok Sabha, delimitation divide defeats bill to raise Lok Sabha seats for women's quota. The next step for government, cabinet meet, campaign, states, Hindustan Times. An editorial in The Hindu writes, why women's reservation cannot wait any longer. High turnout among women voters is a sign of democratic vitality, but true empowerment requires a seat at the decision-making table. The contradiction between participation and representation makes a compelling case for the immediate implementation of the women's reservation bill. Television, handsets, laptops set to carry waiter price tags as input costs remain elevated in aftermath of Iran-US war, cites the Economic Times. Despite being hit by high US tariffs, India's marine products exports jumped 14% year-on-year to a record of more than $8 billion this year, with increase in shipments to several new markets such as Europe and Southeast Asia, states Financial Express. India targets 12,500 crore rupee LPG pipeline build-out to cut road transport by 2030. And finally, in a landmark step towards climate resilience in the high-altitude coal desert, LG Saxena inaugurates Ladakh's first glacial melt reservoir for water security, notes the statesman. And with that, it's back to you, Anuja.
Thank you, Pramod. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Constitutional Amendment Bill for one-third women's reservation in Lok Sabha and State Assemblies fails in lower house. NDA women MPs stage protest in Parliament complex against opposition parties. Home Minister Amit Shah says celebration by opposition is an insult to women waiting for their rights for decades. Election Commission seizures surpass over 865 crore rupees in Tamil Nadu and West Bengal ahead of assembly polls. India invited to join UK-France-led maritime initiative to protect transit through Strait of Hormuz. Iran warns reciprocal measures of if US naval blockade of Hormuz continues. And in women's cricket, South Africa beat India by 6 wickets in first T20 international in Durban. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.